This is Derek Warren here with IDOT's project engineer Tim Hemman here for District 7. Thank you for joining me today.
No problem. Glad to be here.
All right. Yeah, it's July 4th. It's tomorrow, so we know that there won't be anybody out there working on July 4th. Obviously, they have the day off, and much needed probably because they've been very busy on a lot of construction projects here around the area. I'll just start with the big one here in Effingham. How's Fayette Avenue coming along?
Oh, it's coming along quite well. Currently, if you go west of Henrietta on Fayette, they're working on the north side. They started west of Rainey, and they're pretty well done in front of Niemerg's and the hotel. Right now, they have the north side of Rainey closed, so that basically goes back toward the Speedway truck stop, and they're hopefully get that completed next week, and maybe in 2 weeks they'll be able to move down to the next section going. They're working their way east on Fayette toward the intersection. And eventually they will have the northwest quadrant of Henrietta and Fayette closed, pushing traffic over. The southbound traffic will be pushed over, and the eastbound traffic will be, or northbound traffic will be pushed over quite a bit also, so they can work on that quadrant. And also on Fayette, they're working on the east end of Fayette toward Walnut Street. They're working on the center section of Fayette. And the ultimate goal is to, once we get the center done, we can push the westbound traffic onto the eastbound passing lane. So we'll have eastbound traffic will be up against the eastbound curb, and then the westbound traffic will be in the eastbound passing lane. So they'll be head-to-head there. That way they can complete all the westbound lanes. That way they'll be able to complete the westbound lanes. But that's probably about a month off or so.
All right. Yeah, I know they've been moving pretty quickly through that, so it's nice to hear that it's going along as scheduled.
Yeah, Henry, south of Fayette Avenue on Henrietta, that's for the most part that is getting close to being done. We have some, finishing up work like seating and some signal work and stuff like that. But south of Fayette on Henrietta is getting awful close to being done.
Cool. Glad to hear that. I'm sure motorists are glad to hear that as well. So we'll get that taken care of. Did you have any more details on that? Has there been any sort of hiccups in it as far as, like, you come across certain things that you weren't expecting?
Well, there's always there's a lot of utilities that have been placed out there over the years, and seems like we hit them every now and then, and a lot of times the utility owners may not know exactly where they're at, and that may slow us down some. But we usually work with the utility owner in the city, and we work through it the best we can, because that's the only way we can progress, is working together and complete the job.
Right, yeah, work together, and we can all work to get it all completed sooner that way. So, yeah, definitely the best way to go about it. I'll move on from that then to I-70. It's on the interstate there, east of Effingham, and there haven't been that many accidents here lately, so that is good. What's the updates on that?
Yeah, that's been a good thing. We've had less accidents compared to last year. I think we've got a few extra devices out there and trying to just keep the motorists' attention and make them pay attention to stay off their electronic devices. Just pay attention going through the work zone, and maintaining the work zone speed limit is very important out there. They're moving right along. All the asphalt is down except for the very final lift of asphalt. They're currently working on the bridge. We'll probably pour the bridge deck probably in the next week or two. And so things are moving right along right now. There's the dirt contractor, he's out there trying to put the finished touches on the dirt work hopefully in the next month here. They get awful close to being done with the dirt work. But there's a lot of little things to be done, but it is progressing quite well. We're about where we were last year, maybe a little bit ahead of schedule, I'd say. So once we get the dirt work done and a few other things, and we put that top layer of asphalt on, then there's a lot of small things like striping and the grooving and signposts that have to get up, and then traffic control devices like guardrail and stuff like that have to be put up. So there's still a lot to do, but we're moving forward.
Yeah, good to hear. And I know the Mother Nature has cooperated quite a bit here lately. It's been pretty dry, so that always helps move things along faster that way, too.
Oh, yeah, that helps, especially with the dirt work. Even though we would all like to see a little extra rain right now, but yeah, that has been a blessing to move the project forward.
Yeah, definitely. I know there's other projects going on here in Effingham County, but I want to touch on one before we get to that. It's not actually in Effingham County. It's south in Clay County, but it's on the main drag on 45 between Louisville and Flora. There's a culvert replacement going on there. Did you have any updates on that? And I think it starts July 8th, so next Monday.
Yeah, it's the second culvert to be put in. They had a closure a week ago for 3 days. And so, yeah, Monday, the July 8th, they're having a closure, and it should take about 3 days. I think by the doc project documents, they have to have it back open within 3 days. So I think by the 11th, it should be open. So yeah, it's only local traffic to be able to go between Flora and Louisville. There is a detour route that takes you west onto US 50 to the Xenia Blacktop up to the Kinmundy Road back to Louisville for any semi drivers or large vehicles. Local traffic will only be allowed between Flora and Louisville.
All right. Yeah, I know they got the first culvert done pretty quickly, so they're looking to do the same thing with this one.
Yeah, three-day time frame is what they're allowed to get it in and out.
All right. We'll move on from that. What other construction projects do we have going on in Effingham County?
Well, we do have the Illinois 3233 resurfacing project north of Effingham. It's from Ford Avenue to the Illinois 32 where it goes north right there, where 33 and 32 split. So it's about a, I think that's about a four-mile project roughly. We're just taking off the existing surface and putting a new surface down. So hopefully we'll be in and out of there in a month or so, I would say. And other projects in the area, that's about it at this time. We've completed here at Dietrich, and we do have a project, you know, we do have another project up by Neoga that might be of interest, which it's on I-57. We're repairing four bridges, and so we've had a lane closure up there, and that project's been going on about two solid months, and it'll probably be another two solid months before it's done.
Okay, and I know 37 still has the bridge there that they're working on.
Yeah, 37. I failed to mention them. Yeah, 37 south of Watson, south of the interchange there. We poured stage two, so that's moving right along. And US 45 south of Effingham, south of 37, about 2 miles. That's a more of a bridge replacement, so that's going to take a little longer there. So That'd be under construction most of the summer on 45.
Okay. Yeah, lots of bridge replacements going on. I think that's part of the Rebuild Illinois plan, is rebuilding a lot of those bridges that have been outdated here for a while. So it's good to get on top of that for sure.
Yeah, we got a lot of bridge replacement and a lot of bridge rehab, a lot of new deck, new surfaces and stuff on the bridges.
All right. Was there any others that you wanted to cover, or was that about it?
Well, that's pretty much it. I'd just like to thank all the businesses and around Effingham through the Fayette Avenue job. They've really been working with us to complete the project, and all the residents also. They've been really understandable, and we really appreciate that. And always, as people travel through work zones, just pay attention to what's going on around you. Be ready for sudden changes in speed, motorists in front of you, and stay off electronic devices.
Definitely, especially on Fayette Avenue. You never know when you're going to have to suddenly stop. There's a bunch of traffic that goes through there.
That's correct.